This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
What a day. What a day. I cannot remember a day when I've begun a program and things have gone so badly wrong. All I can say is, God has something incredibly powerful to share with you, that I'm sure. We come to part 60 of God Accepting Me. And today, we're going to take a look into Philippians and the third chapter. Many years ago, my father ministered the way he ministered at churches around the Bristol area in the United Kingdom. And my father preached a message of fire and brimstone. He was an incredibly brilliant preacher. My dad was also a theologian. In fact, I gave him a Bible in 1985 for his birthday. And when he died, my mother asked me if I'd like that Bible back, and I said I would, and I took it back. And every single verse in that Bible had been underlined and something remarked about by the side of it. And I use it today. It's an amazing resource. But I've told you this story before, and in 1967, 1968, my father and my mother went to a meeting in Truro in Cornwall, the southwest of the United Kingdom. And while they were there, the Holy Spirit hit them hard, and my mother and my father's lives were completely changed. And I remember speaking to my dad on numerous occasions, and he had so much regret that he had preached the gospel and omitted anything to do with the Holy Spirit, because at that time he didn't believe it. And he went on and on and on about this, regretting that. He had so many regrets. And my words to him were this: Dad, you shouldn't look back. You've got to keep looking forward, forget what's past, and keep on going. And my father knew the truth of that, but he kept looking back, and I could not understand it. When my father went to be with the Lord many years ago, and now I find myself in my 60s, looking back on my life and regretting so many things. Regretting. I find myself doing exactly the same thing that my father did. So I felt last night that the Lord wanted me to bring this message. And it's so perfect. Under the title of God Accepting Me, that I should bring this. Philippians, the third chapter. And verse 13 says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it." And he's talking about perfection, reaching perfection. In actual fact, in verse 12, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that possession, that perfection of which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers, verse 13, and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Do you see what he says there? He's saying we're supposed to forget the past. We're supposed to not look back. And that is exactly what we're supposed to do, not look back. Because if we look back, we see trouble. If we look back, we see things we've done wrong. And if we keep a short account with the Lord, if we go to him all the time saying, I'm so sorry, Father, for what I've done wrong. I'm so sorry for the sin in my life. I ask you now in Jesus' name to forgive me. If we're doing this on a constant level all the time, we're keeping this short account, then why should we look back? Because as we look back, what we see is something God has already forgiven. So why look back? If it has already been forgiven by Almighty God doesn't know what we're talking about. It's only us that know what we're talking about. It's only us that feel the anguish and the pain. It's only us that regret the past. And there's someone else who wants to remind us of our past. There is a saying, if he reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. And I'm talking about the evil one. He wants us to look back because he knows that when we look back, we have all of these regrets. And if anyone can say that they can look back and not see any regret, not see any wrongdoing, not see any sin, they are lying to themselves. All of us fall short. All of us sin. Some people like to be so proud that they would think of themselves they never do things wrong. In fact, they try so hard to do things right all the time. And that's pride. And if that's how you're feeling, that's something that needs to be forgiven. So there, right there, is a regret. But what Paul says is amazing. This is so amazing. He says this, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. I've not achieved this perfection. But I focus on one thing. That means Paul doesn't look at anything else. He keeps his eyes and his focus on one specific thing. Remember a time when you were really focused on something that you were doing. Perhaps it was making a model aeroplane, and you had to focus on this tiny little piece of machinery that you had to put in place. Or if you were doing needlepoint and you needed to focus on one specific bit because it was so complex and complicated. Whatever it is, you have focused on something. You've kept your eyes close to it. You've been focusing. Perhaps it was because you were focused on exams that you had to pass. And so therefore, your whole attention was drawn to this particular thing that you were studying. But you were focusing on one thing. What I'm trying to say to you is this. As you were focusing on that one thing and someone disturbed you, what happened? Did you continue to focus? Or was your focus and your concentration lost for a few moments? What Paul is saying here is he is focusing on one thing. His mind is not deviating to the left or the right. He is keeping his whole focus on one specific thing. And what is that? Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. We live in exciting times. If we're forgetting the past, if we're focused on that, we're forgetting the past, and we're looking and focusing on what lies ahead, it's so exhilarating because we have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. We haven't got a clue what is round the corner. We have no idea, no clue. But God does. God has made a schematic of your life before you were even thought of. Before the world began, God had a blueprint, a schematic of your life, all mapped out. God Himself knows what is right around the corner. God Himself also knows what is to come. God doesn't know what's gone in the past, if it was wrong, if it was not the right move for you. Because if you've asked for forgiveness, it's gone. It's not included in God's memory banks any longer. But He does know what's coming, and He does know what's round the next corner, and He does know what's coming in years to come. And because He knows, do we trust Him? If we trust Him, we say, yes, Lord, it's in Your hands. I'm focusing this on one thing. I don't want to look back. I don't want to be reminded of my past sin and my past mistakes. I don't want to be reminded. I want to press on. And I want to reach the end of the race. And as Paul says, and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. That's what I need to do. I need to press on. I need to forget the past. Let it go. Let it go. There's a song, Let It Go. Let it go. I'll tell you another reason why. Because whatever has happened in your past, you can't change it. You can change your future, but you cannot change what has gone on before. You cannot change the people that you've hurt. You cannot change the lives that you've messed up a little. You cannot change that. Only God can change that, because if you give it to God, let God deal with it. Don't take it back. Forgetting the past, focusing on the goal to run the race that God has for you. For He has a race for you to run. For He has a heavenly prize for you to gain. And all we've got to do is trust Him. I want to pray. And I want you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, I ask You to forgive me for the past. Help me, Lord, focus on one thing. Help me, Lord, run the race, keeping my eyes focused on You. I pray in Jesus' name. for you are holy. And we love you. Amen. And amen. Just look toward Jesus now. And just say amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, forgetting the past, focusing on one thing, on finishing the race and receiving the heavenly prize that the Lord has for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.